Hi friends, hello in the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, the Seller Monologue. I want to talk to you today about the topic of webinaring out, and I'm inventing this term basically, which means that I think lately many of humanitarians have been going to so many webinars, so many support groups, so many ways to see how they can transition, see what they can do, how they can deal with the crisis, and all of these things. And I call this webinaring out when it's a bit like burnout, but only through webinar, right? So you have so many webinars to attend to, you have so many support systems to receive support from, and feeling like you are still not going anywhere. And what can you do about that situation? And that's what I want to talk about. Now, I have myself been giving a lot of webinars as well, because of certain UN agencies asking me to do this. I am soon speaking also at UNICEF's global staff for Latin America, and I'm very excited about it. But I can also see that a lot of these ways that, with good intentions of wanting to support humanitarians in this process, it can also go as much as to the overdoses, as much as to overwhelm, even more confusion, and then feeling like, okay, I have been consuming all of this, and in the end, nothing is really sticking, or it's not really helping me move forward. And what can I do if that is your state? Then this episode will cover you. So, first and foremost, I think we need to understand what is the webinar that we're using it for? Like, what is the purpose of us, excuse me, attending those webinars, right? In other words, what is it that we're trying to get out of that webinar? Because I think the way that a lot of people use webinars, and me including, I used to do this a lot as well, is we tend to use it as a way to say, oh, maybe something I miss out, or maybe I will miss out if I don't attend. So we attended. So fear of missing out is the one reason because of which we attended. Another is I'm so confused, so this webinar will help me resolve my confusion. Another one might be that, oh, it is interesting. Another might be that, oh, it is inspiring, right? And these are the reasons why we attend the webinar after webinar, or even courses, maybe even podcasts, right? Whatever it is that you consume a lot because of these reasons, notice that you may not go any further than where you were before having listened to that webinar, having attended that webinar. The webinar is only valuable if you not only listen to it, but implement it or interpret it in the way that suits your situation and implement it and see the results of it. That's the only way it is valuable. It is not valuable any other way. It is amazing, of course, to get inspired. It is amazing to see whether you're missing out on something. It's amazing to see if it helps you resolve confusion in any other questions, except that it may not really replace your autonomy to do things that in your own way, right? So, in other words, if you approach webinars with "Tell me what to do," webinar may not always tell you what to do because you need to decide what to do based on the information that you received or based on the wisdom that you have. So that's why I would love to suggest different ways to make the most out of the webinars, or whatever it is that you consume that you feel like will help you get the most out of it, make it most valuable to you, to your situation, instead of just keep consuming it after consuming it. Because think about this way, is why do we consume so much information? Because we believe either that we don't have it ourselves, right? We don't know or we don't have it, or we believe that they will tell us where to go, or we will believe that that's the missing piece that we don't have. And whenever we keep consuming from that approach, we will not actually like resolve the things or use that thing because we're not using it in a way that is very targeted. We're using it in a way in general as to, oh, I'm confused. I don't know where I'm going. I am missing out some information. I don't know what's going on, so let me attend a bunch of webinars. And they are all not targeted, meaning the targeted way of using webinar is, okay, this is what I want to do. This is where I'm going. These are the steps that I am taking, and here is the missing piece that I need from this webinar so that I continue my journey. So if I make it very concrete in the in terms of some particular work. So let's say that I have decided to become a coach and do things that I really want to. Right. And let's say that as a coach now, I want to establish a website. Now, consuming information would be if I just keep watching videos after videos about how a website world functions, what it is, and how it is without ever taking action on them. Right. So I would just keep consuming a lot of things about website in general. And there are millions of things that probably are talked about website. But I'm actually not doing anything about it. So then the targeted way of using that information would be if I say, okay, I am building my website. Here are the things that I already know. Here is the missing piece that I don't know. So for instance, let's say that in my website, I don't know how to install the payment page so that people can pay directly, or I don't know how to install calendar links so that people can book my appointments with me directly. Then I search for that particular video about how to do that, and then I install it using that video into my website, and then I can keep going and promoting it. Right? So that is the way that you could think about webinars as well, as how can you use it in a targeted way without releasing the responsibility, abdicating responsibility to how this webinar didn't solve your problem, that webinar didn't you solve your problem, or maybe it did but partially, and then keep like searching for more webinars and more webinars to solve the problem that it is actually you and your responsibility to do it for yourself. Excuse me. And for your life, right? Because no one knows your life better than yourself. So therefore, it would be weird if webinar would solve all of your problems and then you're just like, okay, now I don't need to do anything. Obviously, that doesn't work that way. So that's why I would like to suggest that from now on, as you are attending webinars or courses, podcasts, or maybe coaching calls, whatever it is that you're attending to get the support you need, I would like for you to be very clear as to what is the specific support you need, what is the problem that you're solving that this webinar you believe will solve. And then once you attend it, at least decide to take one or two points to implement it. So let me give you an example. Let's say that I did a webinar on networking, and in fact, this is what I've been asked to do by colleagues in UNICEF is to talk about networking and how to do that. Now, let's say that I have talked all about how to effectively network, how to do that, and how not to do that, right? And now, let's say that you attended that webinar, and after that webinar, what would be the most valuable for yourself, not only for me, right? Because obviously I may not know how you have used it, but it would be so valuable for yourself if you not only spend that hour with me listening to me, because that hour, in order for that hour to be valuable, you need to obviously not only listen, but also take that information and then put it into action. That's the only way it gets valuable for you, right? That's at least how you learn and practice doing something. So what I would like to then, so let's imagine in that scenario, you have attended my webinar, you have learned and heard about networking, and then afterwards, you took one or two points and you went to implement it. Let's say you went to a networking event and or you talked to someone to network, and then you implemented things that I said you can do or try to do, and things that I said don't do, and you tried not doing that. Those would be the most valuable way you can spend the hour listening to me in the webinar, right? And then once you have done that, you have moved yourself a bit further in the journey, and then you have now information about what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And the same that I do, and I have done it so many times now when I get coaching, because I get coaching regularly every week, in fact. And I've been getting coaching, I think, for the last yes, exactly 10 years now, because I started 2015 and now it's 25. So it is 10 years ago I started my coaching. And in the beginning, I would just keep receiving coaching and keep receiving coaching. It's a bit like consumer mentality, right? Keep receiving and not really doing anything with it and going to the next thing and the next thing. And then to realize that I'm not making any progress if I just keep jumping from one thing to another the whole time, because I'm not even committing to any of that, right? I'm not even committing to any of that. And most importantly, the reason why I'm not committing is I'm not owning it. I'm not using my own autonomy to decide what am I going to do with this information? What am I going to do with this support? Because keep getting support without using it is useless, right? It's a bit like, yes, I felt inspired maybe for 10 minutes, and then I went off to doing all the things in my life and nothing changed. The same goes for like missing out on things, right? The fear of missing out. Okay, I fear that I would miss out, and then I learn, and then now I don't miss, apparently. Or I didn't, I knew that information already. Okay, now what? Nothing, right? So therefore, we need to get to a place where whatever we are consuming, so I would like to suggest the thing that I did all these 10 years after learning this is I said, okay, every time I get coached, I take one or two points or decisions or conclusions that I have taken from it, and I implement it in the week that I have time, right? Because my coaching sessions that I receive is weekly. So let's say I received the coaching session last Friday, last Monday. I then take one or two points and I go and implement it fully and see for myself how this works, and then come back next time and then tell my coach that this is what I have implemented. These are the results that I have created, and these are the results that I couldn't, and here is why. And then I get coaching on that new information rather than keep having the same issue over and over again. Because if we keep having the same issue over and over again, and we didn't solve it with webinar, we didn't solve it with courses, coaching, whatever it is that we're doing to get the support, then we keep telling ourselves that I don't know what to do, I don't know how to do, I'm confused, and I don't know where to go and what to start. And then we keep walking ourselves the whole time and then keep feeling powerless. And at the end, what powerless does is we just keep feeling at the mercy of our situation rather than being a lot stronger than our situation and deciding using our autonomy what to do with all of the support that we're getting. Because that support is helpful and valuable only if we use it. And if we use it to keep being confused even more, if we use it to keep being frustrated even more, if we use it to keep feeling overwhelmed even more, then why do that? Isn't that even better than not doing it? right? So therefore, I was also telling in my group coaching that I was telling them, how can we make this hour that we spend together every week so valuable that you want to keep coming back to, because, excuse me, because you have implemented it, because you have learned the lessons, because you have created some results, and most importantly, because you want to come to celebrate this together with me. And that's how we make it the support the most valuable. So, to sum up, I would like for you to look at why are you currently attending these webinars, and how are you using these webinars to get the support you need, or you're using it only to consume even more, just like we consume Netflix, just like we consume social media scrolling. Are we consuming for the sake of consuming, or are we actually using it to do something with it, implement it, see the results of it, and then what to do next the next time? Because it is totally our responsibility to use the most out of that information that we decided to attend, or we decided to pay our attention to. And even if we are not agreeing with it, or even if we are like criticizing it, like either you criticize and, you know, not do anything, or you could also criticize and then say, okay, what if you could give it a chance and implement it anyway? And that way you start seeing how you are using a targeted information, or you are using webinars in a targeted way, the missing piece that you have into your own transitioning journey, instead of just looking at all of the different options and keep wondering which one to go for, and not taking responsibility and owning your own decisions of, this is where I want to go, this is how I want to go for, and here are the missing pieces of the support I need that I want to take from this webinar, from this coaching, from this support, so that I can keep going. And that's what I would like to suggest to you to focus on as you move forward. And I always tell people the rule of consumption of any information for me is that it is 80-20%. So 80% I implement and 20% I consume. It used to be 80-20 other way around. It used to be in the beginning of my transitioning, 80% consumption and maybe 20% implementation. And then I never gotten to any of the things that I wanted. I didn't solve any of the confusion, any of the fear, any of the like never-ending questioning and surveying. I didn't resolve any of them. So that's why let us get more intentional about how we're using to the webinars or anything else that you're consuming to solve the things that you have. What are the specific things that you have that you want to solve, and how this will solve this for you, so that you can get more targeted and intentional about how you're spending your time, energy, and most importantly, your mental space. So, my dears, I would love to invite you to join my group coaching, where we are doing this exact work, where we're not only consuming anymore, but we're getting into the nitty-gritties of how can we implement the things that we're discussing? How can we implement the things that we have understood and resolved from coaching experience? And then the more we implement it, the more results we create, whether positive or negative. And then we start then learning how to deal with those negative ones and what to do, so in the next stages we don't have those negative results, right? So therefore, I'm really encouraging my people all in the group also to be more on the implementation side and not on the consuming side, because if we just keep staying in the consuming, we just keep spending our lives theoretically, keep thinking about it, keep worrying about it, keep overwhelmed about it, and not actually solve any of them and get to live the life that we want to. So that's why I would love to invite you to join my group coaching. And if you would like to, message me or email me at acel@complaintfree.life. Okay, my dears, have a beautiful week, and I will see you very soon.